Headlines from the future today, SciTech and Beyond at pgnewser.com/FQ, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our feature, Amazon. Lightning strikes Amazon and Bitcoin's fallout. If you have Bitcoin, you can begin using your Lightning Network to buy things on Amazon. Here's more from CoinDesk. Bitcoin spenders can now use the Lightning Network to shop at e-commerce sites like Amazon. Crypto payment processing startup Moon announced today that any Lightning-enabled wallet can now also be used through Moon's browser extension. Before the Lightning feature, roughly 250 beta users already use Moon to spend crypto on e-commerce sites by connecting the browser extension to exchange accounts like Coinbase. Moon CEO Ken Kruger told CoinDesk, the extension will pop up a QR code and it will have the Lightning invoice, which you could also copy and paste if you can use the QR code for some reason, and you'll be able to pay with your favorite Lightning wallet. For those of you investing in Bitcoin for the monies, this is probably good news for you. More people use Bitcoin, the more the price might go up for it. Futuric headlines, Boring drops report to draw closer to Hyperloop. The Boring Company published a sprawling 505-page draft environmental assessment. The report, published in conjunction with an alphabet soup of federal, state, and regional agencies, is required under environmental laws from Wired. Skyborg drone is the be-all-you-can-be of the future. Two new autonomous aircraft concepts that promised to redefine the Air Force's unmanned fleet are moving forward, Air Force Magazine reports. The latest, Skyborg, is an autonomous drone prototyping program with artificial intelligence underway at the Air Force Research Laboratory. Researchers hope to get the aircraft, expected to be cheaper than other platforms and easily replaceable, combat-ready by the end of 2023. That's from Military and Aerospace. Indonesians use tiny satellites to track illegal fishing boats. The Indonesian government is using tiny internet-providing satellites to check if boats in the middle of the ocean are fishing legally, perched on a desk in front of me. This is a guy from New Scientist talking. Four black panels stick out like the spokes of a windmill connected to a central body the size of a desktop computer. It weighs less than 10 kilograms and looks like a space buff's toy. Suspended precariously on a metal rod, it's hard to imagine satellites just like this is hurtling around the earth and spying on fishermen for not getting the proper records and licensings. The HoloLensing, of the U.S. soldier by Microsoft. The military calls its special version of the HoloLens 2 IVUS, which stands for Integrated Visual Augmentation System. It's an augmented reality set, which means, or headset, which means it places digital objects such as maps or visio displays on top of the real world in front of you, from Military and Aerospace. And the FQ wire here we have from Science Blog, innovative drug delivery improves effectiveness of cancer immunotherapy. A genetic scorecard could predict your risk of being obese, from Science News. From Tech Times, Uber self-driving car detected but ignored pedestrian in Arizona crash. Why thousands of AI researchers are boycotting the new Nature Journal, from The Guardian. A Navy ship sailed to Hawaii and back with no one on board. Drone scan on aisle 3, Pensa pilots grocery store inventory solution, from Drone Life. China is converting old Soviet tanks into autonomous vehicles, from Popular Science. And drone helps Lee County keep local waterways healthy, from Wink News. This is sponsored by pgnewser.com tips. Let's go to Tip Your Newser at pgnewser.com tips. Headlines you may have missed. Easy to miss headlines you actually don't want to miss. Our headlines you may have missed feature U.S. soldiers detained by Mexican troops on U.S. soil. And what could be as innocent as an honest mistake or the fruit of testy nerves, Mexican soldiers detained and unarmed U.S. soldiers believing they were on Mexican soil. The story comes from CNN, and this is what they say. Two U.S. soldiers were questioned by Mexican troops earlier this month while conducting a surveillance operation on the U.S. side of the southern border, to U.S. defense officials tell CNN. It happened on April 13th, 2019. 19. The U.S. soldiers were appropriately in U.S. territory during the encounter, the statement said. During the incident, the Mexican soldiers pointed their weapons at the U.S. troops, removing a soldier's sidearm and returning it to the unmarked U.S. vehicle, the officials said. The top headlines here from headlines you may have missed. See, Sri Lankan government had 10 days warning on Easter attacks. More information is coming out that reveals the depth and breadth of the knowledge of that Sri Lankan security forces had of the potential for the Easter attacks, and the government is admitting to having information 10 days before the attack occurred. Philippines gun confiscation program leads to 4,000 arrests. I'm going to make a note on this. I could only find this in one place. The place itself seemed reasonably credible, but I couldn't find it anywhere else. Still, it bears worth noting, and if I find any information, I'll share it with you. The Philippines are upping the ante on gun control in their country, with the National Police recently announcing more than 4,000 people have been arrested and thousands of weapons, even explosives, have been seized in the operation so far. This is from the Philippine News Agency. More than 4,000 persons have been arrested for violation of the Commission on Elections COMELEC gun ban, the Philippine National Police said Monday. As of today, our continuing campaign against violations of the law has resulted in the arrest of over 4,500 offenders and the confiscation of over 3,800 firearms, 250-plus grenades, 500 explosive devices, 32,000 rounds of lime ammunition, and 1,500 other deadly weapons. I do want to make a note, 32,000 rounds of live ammunition may sound like a lot to you, but for some folks, especially like for preppers, for instance, their general rule is you have 1,000 rounds for every gun you have. So 32,000 rounds, not necessarily a huge amount of rounds, but yeah. That is actually a low story, come to think of it. You've arrested 4,500 offenders and 32,000 rounds. That's 8 rounds per offender. That's weird. Okay. Headlines you may have been headlined. Sorry about that. I had to make a note of that. That was weird. It didn't make sense. Chelsea stays behind bars after judge nixes his bail appeal. A U.S. judge keeps Chelsea Manning locked up Monday for refusing to testify in the secret grand jury investigation of WikiLeaks, despite its founder, Julian Assange, having already been charged in the case. That's from NDTV. NATO-favored Tripoli group secures more ground outside city. Forces loyal to Libya's internationally recognized government have pushed their eastern opponents back on parts of the front line south of Tripoli, despite the attackers flying overnight airstrikes on the capital, witnesses said on Monday. Oh, they have an air force. 8 arrested and counting after Easter bombing. 8 people have been arrested in connection with a string of deadly blasts that killed more than 200, almost 300, probably more, people in Sri Lanka on Sunday, the country's prime minister said. That's from News 24. From Yahoo News, drone misses Virgin Atlantic plane by mere seconds. The B7879 Dreamliner was transporting 264 passengers as it flew over Brentford in Essex, UK, shortly before 5 p.m. on February 14th. Wow, on Valentine's Day. The incident report stated the first drone was slightly low and a bit further out, whereas the second was close in at the same level and seemed to take avoiding action. That's a happy Valentine. The Wire headlines you may have missed. Wire, the way they wrote them, those headlines. Sri Lanka blocked social media to stop the spread of fake news about their Easter blast. BuzzFeed News. Spanish general election could hinge on female voters from Euro News. Vietnam has built 10 artificial islands in a disputed South China Sea war. News update. Russia decides to scrap its legendary nuclear-powered battlecruisers to save money from the defense blog. And this segment brought to you by pgmerch.threadless.com. Get your PG Newser swag at pgmercher.com. Go on to a Lulzilla. If you want the raw feeds for headlines you may have missed, you're going to have to go to pgnewser.com/HM. Lulzilla, P.G. Gordy puts, that's me, extra lulls in the strange, the odd, and the weird news fires of the day at pgnewser.com/LZ. Updated Monday through Friday, noon Eastern time, and there you can see, if you're watching the video, our top story. Florida man pretended to be a cop, police say. He was arrested after trying to pull over a real detective. One night, a man was driving down the road, minding his own business. He was in Florida, so he knew, yeah, I better be on the watch out for Florida man. Just because you live in Florida and you're a man doesn't mean you're Florida man. He drove calmly, certainly, until suddenly there were sirens. He knew what sirens were because, well, he was a cop. He was a detective, so he didn't drive around in a marked vehicle. The sirens kept going, so our detective pulls over and is greeted by Officer Matthew Joseph Harris, the guy in the picture if you're watching the video, a.k.a. Florida Man. Officer Harris supplied his ID to our detective, who recognized a Florida Man moment when he saw it and promptly arrested the faux officer on the spot. At least Florida Man, Officer Harris, wasn't packing real heat. All the detective found in his car was an air assault pistol, and this somehow seems fitting. Our Lozilla headlines. Before there were Incas, there were Beertopia. There was Beertopia. That's right. Constant flow of beer kept the pre-Incan Wari culture stable for half a millennia. That's 500 years to us. Actually, that's 500 years. New study suggests researchers believe that a focus on brewing, sharing, and hosting beer-centric festivals was integral to the ancient Wari culture's social stability for 500 years. That's from All That's Interesting. Dude, I want to party with them. Wanted, man who stole chainsaw saw by sticking it in his pants. This doesn't seem like a good move. A thief in Fresno, California, a.k.a. Florida, on Wednesday afternoon tried to steal a chainsaw from an equipment store, according to the Fresno Bee. Surveillance video shows a man shoving the chainsaw into his pants and using his jacket to cover the engine assembly. The suspect drove off in a silver late 1990s Ram pickup truck, according to the paper. The store's owner, Jeff Bennett, said he believes an accomplice was watching the location last week. This is from Huff Post. So is that a chainsaw in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? Or both. Maybe it's a chainsaw in your pants and you're happy to see me. And if you do have a chainsaw in your pants and you're happy to see me, I'm probably not going to have a good time. Finally, that swastika acre is going to get a name change. A Colorado city has voted the name Swastika Acres from a subdivision. KDVR-TV reports the Cherry Hills Village City Council voted unanimously Tuesday to approve a name change to Old Cherry Hills to prevent future controversy. So this thing has existed since World War II. I'm trying to imagine what it was like to live in that area during World War II. And you're like, hey, Frank, do you know where Bobby is? Yeah, Bobby, he's over at Swastika Acres. Yeah, Swastika Acres, yeah. Let's go on over to Swastika Acres. And they just said, saying Swastika Acres for years, for decades, however long. And then finally, this is the time somebody says, dude, let's change it. Let's do that. It's current year. Let's do it. You know, it's always current year, by the way. Easter Bunny just threw down on the streets of Orlando. And what is probably downtown Orlando's weirdest fight yet, someone dressed as the Easter Bunny ran into an ongoing brawl and beat up a man on an Orange Avenue Sunday. This is from Orlando Weekly. And if you go to this page, pgnews.com/LZ, at least until about 3 or 4 today, you should get this link and check out the story. It's truly a beautiful story. Sponsored by pgnews.com/diner. Have a seat at the PG Diner and get daily email alerts at pgdiner.com/diner. Our Polzilla section. Who ordered the Polzilla? You know that's not fit for human consumption, right? Well, we know, but it tastes like chicken, so we're going to try and eat it anyway. pgnewser.com, the best, worst, viral, partisan news in the USA at pgnewser.com/poll. Updated Monday through Friday, 11 or 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What is our top poll? If you're watching the video, you already know. And if you're not watching the video, let the suspense build as we determine who is it today. Lefzilla wins today. Lefzilla wins with Mueller finds evidence that Fox News' White House produced propaganda from Politics USA. Now, this headline wins PG Gordy. That's me. It wins his Polzilla top poll today, that's me, because of the next level layering of potential multiple assaults on multiple political opponents, including Fox News and, of course, Donald Trump. The context is a part of the Mueller report that alleges that the Trump team was coordinating with Fox News to assure their interviews went as planned. Politics USA decries, if Mueller is correct, Fox News is literal state-run television. Literally, it is now clear why the Trump administration almost exclusively only deals with Fox News. If the White House has the ability to have parts of Fox interviews edited before they are broadcast, it would mean that Fox News isn't news at all. It is an administration-run television station. Interview subjects don't get to tell journalists what to remove. And this is my note. I will add, literally. Our I make it top-up-o-oppo, by the way, because I don't want to say second place, because sometimes the left or the right might actually have the first and second best headline. So I make it top-up-o. So today the left wins, just because the headline's better. For Rightzilla, New York Times. Say, this Steele dossier appears to be false. That maybe was a Russian disinformation effort. This is from Hot Air. And this is a pretty zingy headline, but it landed on old targets, and more importantly, none of them were politicians. The target was the old gray lady for this round. Take it away, Hot Air. Well, it looks then it took them a while to get there, but the New York Times has finally taken notice that the Steele dossier appears to contain a lot of false and unverifiable garbage from Hot Air. This is from New York Times that they're quoting. The 35-page dossier spiced up with tales of prostitutes and spices sketch out of a hair-raising story more than 2 years ago. Russian intelligence had used bribery and blackmail to try to turn Donald J. Trump into a source and ally, it said, and the Kremlin was running some Trump campaign's aides practically as agents. Okay. And so, this segment brought to you by Tips. That's Tips, pgnewser.com/tips. Let's go to Tip Your Newser at pgnewser.com. And good morning. We'll see you all tomorrow at the PGN Diner for breakfast at pgnewser.com. We're a pretty good newser.